Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. The Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-FANFONE. If you want to jump on board and be a part of the show, now is your opportunity to do just that. Let's get a handful of stories in here for just a few minutes right now. I would like to start with this one. The Pac-12's cooked. The Pac-12's cooked. The Pac-12's done. The Pac-12's over. The Pac-12's, it's done. Texas State has announced that they are expecting an offer from the Pac-12 sometime in the near future, according to ESPN. The talks between Texas State and the Pac-12 has intensified in the last 24 hours per ESPN sources, although a formal offer from the Pac-12 to Texas State is yet to be delivered, but it is anticipated in the near future, according to sources. Texas State is in talks to join the Pac-12 in the 26-27 school year. You know, we knew the demise of the Pac-12 was coming. We knew it was inevitable the minute that USC, UCLA, and Cal all hit the door. The day, the moment that Oregon split and didn't just split, but left Oregon State in the dust to get up out of there. We knew the conclusion of the Pac-12 was imminent. For some reason, and I am not like a super, I'm a sentimental guy. All right, I have feelings too. I'm not a super sentimental guy though. And when it comes to sports, one of the qualities that a lot of people do not like about me is that I don't really care when it comes to changes and movement in the game and all that. I usually don't really care about my, your, or anyone else's emotional response to it. I am more going to dive in on what is happening and why it's happening, not, oh no, geographical rivalries are dead. Is that a bummer? Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a bummer, but I'm not going to get all hung up and caught up in it because I also recognize it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yes, we're all sad that geographical rivalries are no longer a thing in college sports. Again, teams are splitting up all the time. We're having a conversation right now that a rivalry between USC and Notre Dame that has been played since the turn of the last century is probably going away. If the networks involved with those two schools decide that they can make more money if they don't play each other than if they do, then that rivalry is cooked thoroughly. However, I do have a little bit of sadness about this. Because if Pac-12 members, Oregon State and Washington State, are doing everything they can to keep the oldest major conference in college athletics alive. And the best they can do is Texas State University. It's dead, right? It's dead. Their 2026 membership as of right now is Oregon State as of, well, let me scratch that, going into 2026. The Pac-12's football membership for 2026 is Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, and Fresno State. Gonzaga is in the league, but they do not have a football team. They will represent in basketball, so that is really good news because that is a likely March Madness team that this conference is going to be able to send to the tournament and get a little pay scratch out of it. In a weird way, and I don't know why, because I'm not a Pac-12 guy. I don't have Pac-12 ties outside. Like, my closest Pac-12 tie is Cody Decker graduated from UCLA 15 years ago. Right? Like, that's the closest tie that I have. But for whatever reason, when I read that, yes, the biggest names in the Pac-12 in 2026, and at a point in time where the Pac-12 is fighting not to remain alive, because it's going to stay alive, but it's fighting to remain as relevant as the Big 12, the ACC, that the best they could do is Texas State University, with, of course, all due respect to TSU. That's it. When you are trying to rebuild a Power Four conference and take it back to a place of respectability amongst college football, the best you could end up with is Texas State University. I don't know why. I don't have a reason for it, because when the Big 12 fully broke up, with Oregon and USC headed to the Big 12, with Cal and Stanford headed to
Oregon,
the ACC.
Oregon, USC went to the Big 10.
I mean Big 10, not Big 12. With Cal and Oregon headed to, or with, excuse me, Stanford and Cal headed to the ACC. When those moves happened, I was like, yeah, all right, rip the Big 12. It's done. It's cooked. But I showed up on the radio the next day when everybody was like, why in the world is Stanford and Cal on the notably Pacific Coast joining the Atlantic Coast Conference? And my response was, that's the biggest names from that conference that weren't going to join the mega powers of the Big Ten and the SEC. Those were the biggest schools that did not catch an invite from the two schools that have all the money. You're lucky you got them, because there's at least some weight to them. The Washington State and Oregon State got straight up, stood up in that conference, and the best dance partners that they could find were Boise State, the San Diego State Aztecs, and Texas State University. Quick, anybody, what's the mascot of Texas State University? And I pride myself on being a guy who can respond with most mascots, knowing what the logos are, knowing whatever.
I'm going to go with salamanders.
Holy crap, you're right. No, you're obviously not right. It's the Bobcats. Duh. Don't you know about
I knew it was an animal. It was Texas. So I'm going to, I know there are lizards in Texas. So that's why I went with salamander.
Don't you know about the legacy of the prestigious Texas State Bobcats?
Why, no, Rob, I do not.
I don't know how you know, Lon. I don't know how you don't know that, Lon. So they were the number 16 seed in the 1997 men's basketball tournament, and they were the number 15 seed in 1994. With all of that, because that's all of it, with all of that prestigious basketball history, how could you not know about the Texas State Bobcats, man?
You looked it up, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The last time they made the tournament was 1997. Your boy was 12 years old. I absolutely looked it up. I don't know, man. In like a weird way, for some reason, Texas State being the best the Big 12 could do somehow made me more sad than USC going to the Big 10. Like that, I don't know. I got nothing. That bummed me out more than USC saying, yeah, no, we're out of the Pac-12. Oregon staying, we're out of the Pac-12. Those two definitely on the Pac schools going to the Heartland of America Conference. I don't know why it bugged me, but it bugged me. Like that one kind of cracked me up a little bit. I don't have a reason. I don't have a rationale. All right. I wanted to bring this story back up. It was part of the water cooler cheat sheet earlier. We'll spend a few more minutes here, though not a ton of time on it. But Brett Bielema, I know many of you have some very strong feelings about Brett Bielema. How could you not? Old Brett Bielema and buddy of the show, Shane Beamer, during their bowl game matchup a number of months ago, about damn near got into a fist fight. You will remember, of course, that at a point in time that there was an injured South Carolina Gamecock on the sideline, Brett Bielema came out and started doing the coach's tee, timeout, whatever signal. And old Shano was getting him after. Now, they have kissed and made up since then.
Yeah, are you buying it? I'm not. That was some real... real hatred.
Oh, Shane wanted to beat his ass. Are you kidding me?
No, that was real hatred.
Yeah.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
I mean, you as not a Gamecock fan.
The only people
who didn't
were Illinois fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted to fight them too.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. I'm not a Gamecock fan. I'm married to one. So like by proxy, I guess, I wanted him to win that game. But again, I also justify that with Gamecocks do well, Rob and Lonzo get paid well. So go Cox and go Tigers. Y'all do well, I get paid well. Lonzo's not going to agree with me on that one, but you get the point. Yes, I also wanted to fist fight Brett Bielema in that moment. But that's kind of the thing for Brett Bielema. That's kind of who he is. That's kind of the appeal for a lot of people about that guy is he's a heel, full on. However, I kind of appreciate Brett Bielema's heel activities from yesterday. Brett Bielema was on a podcast yesterday, and Brett Bielema, without making the accusation outright, pretty much accused Georgia of tampering with players. Brett Bielema was on the Triple Option podcast, and he was talking about a young running back by the name of Josh McCray. Josh McCray was a 600-plus yard rusher with 10 touchdowns on 117 carries last year. Josh McCray was expected to see his production tick up. Brett Bielema's offense is very run-heavy at Illinois, and this kid was their most experienced and successful running back returning from last year. So Josh McCray was expected to kind of be a dude in Illinois this year. Josh McCray entered the transfer portal, and Josh McCray signed on to play college football next year at the University of Georgia. Now, that is obviously Josh McCray's prerogative. He can go into the portal, and he can land where he wants to land. He landed at Georgia, and Brett Bielema on the Triple Option podcast said in the middle of discussing his current running back room, and I quote, somehow, I'm doing the dramatic emphasis myself, just so we're clear. This is interpretive reading from yours truly. I'm trying to win that Oscar.
He's also going through the motions, so you should watch it on the stream. So.
Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, TheFanUpstate on X, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Brett Bielema said, and I quote, we did lose a guy to Georgia. Somehow, he found his way to the portal, and 12 hours after being in the portal, he was on a flight to Georgia. I don't know how that happened, but it's crazy. It's not exactly how he said it, but you get the point. He did say, we wish Josh all the best. He took advantage of that opportunity. The opportunity, of course, being leave Illinois and go to not the SEC favorite, but one of the two to win the conference this year. So Brett Bielema didn't outright make the accusation that the University of Georgia was tampering. But he did, let's say, not so mildly imply that that is what happened. And I'm going to say this. While I do wish he would outright say it, the reality is he can't, because that would be an allegation of rules violating, cheating, doing something illegal in the eyes of the College Sports Commission. And unless Brett Bielema was able to come up with a text message or a Twitter DM or a phone call recording or something to prove that Georgia did indeed reach out to and recruit Josh McKay from the program before he went into the portal, then he can't outright accuse them of doing that. He's got to have some proof. Otherwise, it's just slanderous or libel, whichever one's the words one and not the write it down one. Now, I would also make the argument that it is not an unbelievable reality that Georgia, being a top flight program in these great United States of America, when the portal opened and Josh McCray, along with thousands of other athletes, entered it for the first time, did not have a coach or a staff member whose job during the portal period was to sit in front of their computer, go to the NCAA's portal tracker, and just slam the F5 button every 7 seconds to find out who was entering their name into it. And they pushed F5, the screen refreshed, and there's Josh McCray's name. And they go, "Welp, we're not going to find another 10-touchdown, 600-yard rusher in the portal, so let's go ahead and make the offer." Remember, players can enter into the portal with a do not contact clause. If they do not do that, then anybody can reach out to them and effectively make an offer. It would not be a crazy reality that Georgia has a portal coach whose only job is to refresh the screen, and when a name they are interested in fits a profile they're trying to fill, say, "Kerbs, hey Kirby, here's this dude." And it would not be a unbelievable reality that Kirby Smart called the kid minutes after he went in the portal and said, "Hey, I don't know if you've heard about the Georgia Bulldogs, but we're pretty good at football, and we run the ball a lot. And we'd like you to come run the ball a lot here at the University of Georgia, who is pretty good at football." And a guy like Josh McCray, leaving a good, developing, trending upwards under Brett Bielema team in Illinois, to go, "Welp, I can stay with the Illini, and I could be a threat to win 12 games, but I would be a real long shot to win the conference. Real long shot. Or I can go to the University of Georgia, and I could play my ball there. And I could be a definite opportunity to win the SEC. I would be a almost guarantee to make the college football playoffs next year. And I could be a highlight player on that team. And if I've got aspirations of making the NFL, let's be real, Georgia's going to put me on tape more than Illinois will." It is not an unbelievable reality that that kid takes that call and says, "You got it, coach. I'm headed to the Champlain, probably not international airport right now. I'll be in Athens in 12 hours. I'll see you when I see you, coach." And just automatically take that spot. Because again, there are some places that if they come calling, you say yes. If WFAN New York calls me right now and goes, "Rob Brown, we want to hire you to come up here to the Big Apple and do radio. Are you interested?" I'm saying yes on that phone call. "You got it, boss. I'm on a plane tomorrow." And I think people would understand that. So Brett Bielema can't outright accuse Georgia of tampering, but he can insinuate it. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be real interested to see how this plays out. And if we can get Kirby Smart on the radio at SEC Media Days in 3 weeks, you better damn sure believe I'm going to ask him about this. "Hey, coach, you got any words for Brett Bielema? Including, fight me, bro?" Because I do. All right, let's talk some more football when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday. Guys.
Welcome into the Fight Club.
Thursday.
Where, you know, I might be canceled. I don't know. No teas the entire day. Completely forgotten. But you know, that's a fighter rises up when they're forgotten. That's what a fighter does.
A double champ does what the bleep he wants.
A fighter comes out and goes, you know what? You can't cancel me. We're here to talk some Fight Club.
Okay. So in fairness,
I waited all day.
I know.
To mention. And I also, although we weren't on stream, you guys could have seen it. I just sit here and wait and watched his eyes when the intro played.
I couldn't figure it out. In fairness, I did have to, I did kind of have to scramble because I found out this morning that Rashad needed to move. He was like, oh, my bad. I meant to tell you. And then, of course, for those of you that missed it earlier, Hayton Ass Mario has moved back to Chicago. He is no longer with the network. He has taken some more opportunities in his young broadcasting career. And so I kind of had to reshuffle everything that I planned on doing today, and it all got out of me. That's my bad.
Hey, if you're going to Mark Ryan me, I'm going to call you out. So, no, I mean, you know. You know, I shades of that, like, oh, okay, all right.
Let's be real clear. I am the one who told you when you shifted over. Fight Club should be a thing on this show.
Well, yeah.
Do the Fight Club.
Yeah. And I didn't want to, but you wanted me to anyway.
Right.
Because I wanted to leave the vestiges of that old world behind. But, you know, it's okay. It's fine. I'm not really hurt. I thought it was funny.
Fight Club!
Which is why I was looking at you the entire time. That's cool. All right, because it is a benchmark, you know, except for certain weeks. All right, let us talk about what we weren't sure was going to happen, but
are we sure it's going to happen now?
According to reports, they flew out this morning.
Okay.
I don't think they should have told us they flew out. I don't think they should have told the world that they flew out this morning. Could be a smokescreen. But yeah, so... Night of Champions happening Saturday in Saudi Arabia. And we know there's the unrest going on over there, and it's not very safe, but they have said, hey, We will keep you safe. So we'll see. So it's going to happen. And because it's in Saudi, it happens at 1 p.m. on Saturday. I know you're in the middle of doing something, but...
Yeah, I put it on the background.
Yeah, there you go. So it's on TV at 1 p.m. I like that. All right. There might be some more matches added, but for now, here we go. A match added, I believe it was Monday. Sami Zayn versus, and here's where we find out if Rob's going to say, see, the crowd has spoken. Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross in his first PLE in a couple years.
First off, Killer Kross. Killer Kross has got the opportunity to be a fantastic freaking character on the show, and I'm really excited about it. That being said, this feels like a couple of matches we expected to have fallen off, and we got to do something. So let's put something there. Here's these two guys. And that, unfortunately, for a dude who's been doing his best work lately, doesn't make me feel great about Karrion Kross's opportunity to win this, especially considering Sami Zayn's such a favorite.
He doesn't have to win. He's just got to go out there and have a great showing. That's what he's got to do.
I'm
not going to say put on a 5-star match because I don't know what that is, but go out there and make the people remember who you are, especially the people who are keeping you off TV.
I mean, I think the remind them who they are. Like, I think he needs the opportunity to really bring the Killer Kross character into the ring because some of the promos he's been doing, including plenty with Sami Zayn, have been very good. And on top of that, he's such a good promo artist. I'm not going to be talking like the thing that somebody pointed out that over the past X amount of months, whoever he was trying to get into their head, he would like do his hair the same way and like kind of dress a little bit like them to kind of like get buddy-buddy with him. Sami Zayn's one of those guys he's been trying to win over. Not only do I think that I don't think Karrion Kross wins. I think Sami Zayn wins, but I think this could be an opportunity to turn Zayn back, which I don't want because Sami Zayn as the face is just fun. But I'll go. Sami wins this thing.
Yeah, there's a rumor someone else bigger will be turning heel pretty soon. We'll see. And that would be Cody Rhodes. I don't believe it. All right, Dirty Dom is not going to Saudi because his ribs got hurt. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't. Maybe he just don't want to go.
My understanding is that's a legitimate injury.
Okay, because when he was trying to sell it Monday, it looked pretty fake. So he's still young in wrestling. He's got to learn how to do some things. Selling an injury, he's not good at it yet. All right, the next match is a street fight between Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez. We've seen this so many times. Need some taller wrestlers, taller women's wrestlers that look like they can go with Rhea Ripley. Because right now, it's just Raquel Rodriguez until Lash Legend gets good enough to move up.
And on top of that, I call this shot when she showed up.
And Nia Jax, but you know
it is tough when you're gonna send Rhea Ripley out to the ring with Mommy. It is tough for her to sell the I'm a big monster gimmick that they've tried to put on Raquel the last couple, well, since she showed up. Because, like, just standing next to Rhea, it's like, no, I mean, like, you're in good shape, but, like, you're not, like, Mommy's jacked. You're very much not.
She is the same height, so, I mean, there's that.
Sure.
And you're not going to see any of that anyway because they're in Saudi and they'll be completely covered up.
Also true.
Yeah.
Stop going to Saudi Arabia, please. That being said, no reason Mommy loses this fight.
I agree. Rhea Ripley wins. Unless they continue to push the Prodigy in Judgment Day and she comes out and somehow helps Raquel beat Rhea Ripley, because the rumor is she's going to be taking Liv Morgan's place in the in tag team because Liv got hurt, unfortunately. All right, United States Championship. Excuse me, choked up about this because it's a family matter. Jacob Fatu versus Solo Sikoa. Man, I don't want to see Jacob lose. I don't, but Solo hasn't won in a while. And if you want to continue this feud, the only way to do it is to take the belt off of Jacob Fatu. So I think Solo Sikoa is going to win.
I don't. I think one of the things that takes precedent is to not have a dude who ends up organically over. Jacob Fatu ended up organically over, completely disappear. While he is strapped right now, He's got a mid-card strap that, to me, people really haven't been paying attention to very much lately. I think Vattu retains.
All right, Queen of the Ring tournament final, Asuka versus Jade Cargo.
Welcome back, Asuka,
by the way. Yeah, yeah. It looks great, but she always does. Jade Cargo, I think, has improved a bunch, but she's also now wrestling top-tier talent who will take care of her a great deal to make some of the edges that still haven't been fixed yet look better. I think the push is for Jade Cargo. I don't know that they give it to Asuka. I'm going to go with Jade Cargo. I think Asuka should win, but I'm going to go with Jade Cargo.
I would rather have Asuka as my queen of the ring, no doubt about it, but I agree. Jade Cargo, since she showed up, even when she was not doing good work, they kept her at the top of the marquee. There's a reason for that. They're not going to change it now. And especially on top of that, she is apparently either filming or about to film a major movie. She's going to be a player in a character, a main character in a major movie coming up. So they're going to capitalize on that too. They're not going to take the belt. They're going to put the crown on her before she starts showing up on Hollywood movie posters soon.
All right. King of the Ring tournament final. Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes. Should be the best match in the entire thing as far as wrestling goes. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to go with Randy Orton winning this. Cody's probably going to, but I'm going to go with Randy Orton so he gets another shot at Cena.
Because
I don't think Cody wrestles him yet.
We all know that the John Cena story ends back at Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
Right? We all agree with that. I hope, honestly, respectfully, hope it doesn't. I hope it's buddy of the show, Ron R. The Truth Killings. But blah, 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 whatever. It's going to end up with Cody. You can't have Cody lose this match and then try to finagle him between here and there back into that position. I think Cody Rhodes at this point has been booked into a corner that he kind of has to win this.
All right. WWE Championship John Cena versus CM Punk. Cena, best promo of his entire career. And the way that Punk just laid there in the table the entire time, I thought was really good. He twitched a little bit.
You mean when John Cena did exactly what Punk did in the pipe bomb that you hated so much? And when you mean that Punk did exactly what Cena did Punk did the pipe bomb?
The writers now are better than the writers were back then. So, yes. And John Cena's a good actor. So, yeah.
He acted laying down on a table so much better than Punk did.
Obviously. Yeah, it was definitely more convincing. I mean, less movement, less eye twitching, less angry smirking. So I don't know how this is. This a decent match? I mean, Cena has wrestled better than what I thought he would in this final run. And as he's wrestling more, he's getting back into it. How does this thing end? I don't know. Cena's going to win, but I don't know how he wins.
So let me start with this. It was a phenomenal promo. And whether or not CM Punk is in real life a hypocrite for going when he years ago told somebody at WWE to enjoy filleting a particular body part covered in Saudi blood money and is now going to Saudi because it puts him on the top of the marquee. In real life, I don't know. I think Cena utilizing it as the reason that this is interesting is interesting. Again, CM Punk's not the guy that is going to end the heel run, the final run of one John Cena. We all know Punk is winning, or that Cena is winning this thing at the end of the night. In fact, if I recall correctly, I think John Cena is like I don't know what the number is, but I saw it yesterday. He's like the fourth shortest odds to retain in the history of PLEs, period.
Cash in? Right? Cash in possibility?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think you have Cena lose, especially when he took a heel turn that, when it happened, was probably, arguably, the second most shocking heel turn of all time. And then Dwayne blew it up because Dwayne, and then Cena being so good at his job, has, in the past 3 weeks, made it interesting again.
All right. Let me just throw something out there. All right. So Cody and CM Punk said we can't dodge each other forever. So Cody wins. Then CM Punk beats John Cena and wins the title. And then there's a cash in, and then Seth Rollins wins the title, and then Cody faces Seth Rollins, and then CM Punk faces Cody Rhodes, and CM Punk ends the year as the champion. Good night, everybody.
I mean, again, fantasy booked, but is that how you want to end the Cena heel run? Just a random PLE on a Saturday afternoon to CM Punk in a foreign country.
You know what? Just because he loses that title doesn't mean he can't win the other one.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't...
I don't know.
I think you'd be... Honestly, I think
I don't think it's going to play out... I don't think it's going to follow chalk, what we expect to happen.
No, I think there will be something, because the other thing they won't want to do is, regardless of your feeling towards CM Punk... I was at Raw a couple of months ago when that guy came out at the end. It was the loudest that building was all night. They're not going to kill him off, but I also don't think you are going to take, the 20.
He's going to die.
I don't mean that. I mean, I don't think you are going to kill off, metaphorically speaking, I don't think you're going to kill off the most shocking heel turn you have had in 40 years. I don't think you, well, 30 years. I'm not that old. I don't think you're going to kill off that heel turn, and I don't think you're going to do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday in a foreign country to then set up matches we've already seen multiple times. However Cena's heel run ends, it's got to be as momentous as how it started, and Punk on a Saturday afternoon in Saudi Arabia ain't it.
All right, one last thing. I had a bunch of stuff, but that's fine. One last thing. This is very important. Chad Cable is injured and out, and this is weird. This is very strange. El Grande... Americana also got injured, and so he's not going to be able to wrestle.
The coincidence of...
All you conspiracy theorists who think that they're the same people, now you're going to be able to, it even more.
You know what? You hate it for a company that has got Chad Gable, who has been doing phenomenal work, and at the same time that you found him, you had the opportunity to sign this legendary luchador who's been traveling the world for decades now. He finally gets his opportunity to show up, and they both get hurt at the same time. Like, that's painful for the company.
It happens a lot. You look at all the people who are injured right now. Yeah. Dom's injured. There's just a bunch of
none
guys.
Of you ever say Dom's El Grande Americano. Why would you say it about...
He could be. He's got a luchador background.
When we come back, let's have a little fun to wrap up the show. EA Sports College Football 2026 is about a month away from being released. Earlier this week, they released their top 10 most difficult stadiums to play in list. And I will start by saying both of y'all made it, but one of you made it higher than the other. Who went where? We'll talk about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So EA Sports makes a, you may have heard of it, very popular college football game that made its return to your video gaming consoles last year.
Which is really awesome. If you have the Xbox Game Pass, you don't have to buy it.
Also true, which I do. And July 10th when it drops, don't call me. I'm busy for a very long time. So yesterday, EA Sports, a College Football 26, next year's iteration, released their rankings of the top 25 most difficult places to play. Basically, toughest places to play, best home field advantage in college football. Here is the list. Number 25, Davis-Wade Stadium, Mississippi State. Number 24, Spartan Stadium, Michigan State. Number 23, I'll just say the schools. I don't have to name every stadium. Number 23, Oklahoma State. Number 22, NC State. Number 21, Notre Dame Stadium. Number 20, Utah. Number 19, Iowa. The Hawkeyes of Iowa State, pardon me. Number 18, Washington. 17, Jordan-Hare, Auburn, Opelika, Alabama. Number 16, Williams-Brice Stadium, checking in at 15. Now, I will say this. As somebody who has been to a good chunk of the stadiums on this list, I would say, without having been to anywhere with the exception of Notre Dame at 21 is too low. That's a great home field advantage. I do not imagine a world in which it is easier to play at Notre Dame than Utah, with all due respect to Utah, or Washington. Although I've heard Washington gets a little cray-cray. They're at 18.
What else is there in Utah?
That's also fair. But 17 up, the vibe changes. Number 17, Auburn. Number 16, Willie B. in Columbia, South Carolina. They check in one spot behind Camp Randall Stadium. That is Wisconsin. That is one spot behind Doak S. Campbell Stadium. Tallahassee, Florida, the Florida State Seminoles. That's a tumble for the boys, but after a 2-10 season, what do you expect? Texas is number 13. Tennessee is number 12. This is, I am going to say, the first absolute egregious error on, egregious error on the list. I've been to Neyland. There's no way it is number 12 on this list. They got Texas A&M.
Is there a way since you've been there that it's had a drop off? I mean, it's a possibility, right?
Tennessee's been bad many, many, many years, and that place still kicks ass.
Still up and coming though. By the way, Tennessee.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Get them hype. Get them hype-o. Number 11, the Colt, Texas A&M. That's a tough place to play just because you can't drink the Gatorade. You don't know what's in it. You know what I mean? You drink the Gatorade, maybe you see the aliens on the spaceship coming to pick you up and take you to
I didn't know if you were serious.
It's a maybe cult joke.
They spiked it or
something. It's a cult joke.
I get it now.
It's Kool-Aid. It's a don't drink the Kool-Aid joke. Number 10, Michigan Stadium, home of the Wolverines. Number 9, Autzen Stadium, the zoo out there in Oregon. Number 8, Gaylord Family Stadium, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners. They've got 7, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. Bit of a tumble from recent years for the mighty Gators of Florida. Ben Hill's always kind of been up towards the 1-2-3 region. They find themselves at number 7. They have got Clemson at number 6. Memorial Stadium checks in ahead of Ben Hill Griffin. I'm going to say this with all due respect in the world. No.
You know what? I'm going to say I'm okay with it. And here's the reason why. Because they threaten to throw small children off the side of the stadium when the parent of the child doesn't stand up and do the stupid C-L-E-M-S or what's the next letter in chant.
So Lonzo says it's number 1 in difficulty to attend a game as an away fan. But I say this with all due respect.
I had no colors and no choices at that time, but they made it for me anyhow.
As somebody who has been to multiple games at both of these stadiums, no. Ben Hill Griffin. And y'all know how I feel about a Gator. Y'all know how I feel about a Gusty Gator. That place is brutal. No, it's not. They've got Bryant Denny at number 5 for the University of Alabama. Georgia's Sanford Stadium, number 4. The Ohio State University's Ohio Stadium at number 3. Checks in right behind Beaver Stadium, the home of the Penn State Nittany Lions. And LSU returns to the number 1 most difficult place to play in college football list. I am going to say of the places that I feel like they got it wrong and places they got it right, Ben Hill Griffin is too low. I would say, as somebody who's been to, again, both of these stadiums, I would put it ahead of Clemson. I would put it ahead of Alabama. I have not been to Georgia yet. I've heard Georgia's right up there with it. I think I would probably slot them at number 5. Well, I'd drop
Penn
Alabama
State,
and Clemson back.
Penn State's only tough for one thing, and that's the whiteout. And they only do it once a year, pretty much.
I also haven't been to Penn State. Double D's been trying to get me up there for a while. He invites me up every year, and I just haven't been able to make it work. I'd really like to get up there to a game because I've heard they're spectacular. I don't know. I haven't been there yet. I can say Ben Hill deserves to go above Clemson and Alabama. I'd put it on par with Georgia. I would probably drop Oklahoma down 4 or 5 spots behind Oregon, behind Michigan. I would move Neyland up. I'd probably move Neyland all the way up ahead of Clemson. I think that's really it for me in the top 10.
I didn't know if you forgot that too. So we had extra time, so we're good. All right. The things he wants to say to me, which he probably will after the show.
I was gonna make a okay wife joke there because she's really good at that too. That emotional emotional manipulation.
There are ways that we're technically twins. So
my therapist told me to address it in a more productive manner.
So. Wow. Okay, the first thing that's X-ing is Superman.
Did we get a new trailer?
We got a new clip.
Yeah,
but I think they're dropping too many clips. This one you need to watch, though. I mean, really, it's like
I think they're dropping too many clips, but go watch it right now.
Well, even though you say you're going to go see Superman, you have not been a fan of Superman.
I haven't.
But
I've also told you I'm very in on this movie because
this clip
I
throws something else in there that's going to get fans of certain things to go, oh, I got to go see this now.
My ticket's bought, by the way. July 10th, 7:30 at Regal. My ticket is already in the phone. It's ready to go. I'm excited. 7:30, going with some of the the soccer nerds to go see it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it just happened yesterday. I haven't even talked to you yet. And now I'm definitely not, because if I'm emotionally hurting you already, why not keep up the run?
You're right. You know, the phone. I mean, it ain't like we've never been to movies together or anything. Fine.
I'm excited about this Superman movie for two reasons. Number one, as I have said many, many times, the premise, for me, the best version of Superman is when the Superman story isn't about Superman. It's about everyone around Superman. It's about the bad guys. It's about his friends. It's about his family. It's about the loved ones. It's about the regular people. The clip that won me over was largely inconsequential, but there's a clip where there's a little kid in very clearly like some sort of war-torn area, and he, while everybody else is running for their lives, this little kid stops and he puts up a flagpole that has the Superman flag with a logo on a flag on it, and I was like, that's what this is supposed to be about. Number two. All of the trailers and commercials so far make it look like Lex is just going to throw progressively bigger and more badass things to kill him at, which means we're just going to get bigger and better cinematic Superman fights. Give it to me.
This new clip is between Lex and Superman, by the way. All right. The next thing it's X-ing is Wrexham.
I saw them trending earlier. I believe that it is because Paul Mullins is leaving Wrexham. If you have followed Wrexham FC since the debut of the documentary on FX, Paul Mullins, who was the best player they signed, they got him early, and they had he had no business being there. He should have been a league or two up, but he wanted to play there. He wanted to come out, whatever, is leaving the team on a transfer. I don't know if that's why they're
trying. From what I can tell, schedule just dropped, and that's what it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know they're coming over here to play a few games in the States.
Didn't look at it closely, but I did see that
that's schedule. Probably why I believe they are playing two or three games is in the States this year, and they are going to be probably not as popular, but they will have that banana ball push. If everybody wants to be a part of the pop culture phenomenon, they'll probably sell out a couple of big time stadiums.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is James Bond.
Is this because of the Idris Elba push that we're getting right now?
No, actually, they've named a director for the next movie, and it is Denis Villeneuve, and who has just directed all the Dune movies. He is the guy who's going to be directing the next James Bond.
Okay, the Dune movie seems to be relatively well-received.
They are excellent, yeah. Yes, they are.
Now, obviously, switching from dystopian sci-fi to spy thriller is going to be interesting, but I also think this is one of those things that, and I don't really feel this way about most movies, but like, if he's going to have Dune tones where it's going to be like kind of dark and dusty and whatever, I think you got to have the right James Bond, and we still don't know who that's going
to
be yet.
Yeah, I don't know that they're going to go with those kind of tones. I'm sure he directed stuff before that.
I would like to submit that we bring back Pierce Brosnan.
He's too old.
Say what you want. I love Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. GoldenEye was just fun.
There's a former Superman who I think would be good. And
her name was Xena Onatopp.
Yes.
That's the second best Bond girl name ever.
I also really, I think Idris Elba would be pretty good, but he's pretty old. So if you're wanting to start over, you got to go with the younger guy.
I don't think you do. I think we could go the direction of having an older Bond who's got that one last mission. And on top of that, if you ever wanted to play into the theory that James Bond is the code name, not the actual guy, what a cool moment to do that in the movie. Have an old Idris and then he dies and then they pick the next Bond and that's how you debut the next Bond. Oh, I think it'd be awesome.
I would leave that out there. All right, the last thing that's Xing is Tony Stark.
Tony Stark Xing because Ironheart dropped on Disney last night, and while I have not gotten the opportunity to watch it yet, I'm going to assume that there is quite a bit of Tony Stark reference slash discussion slash maybe a cameo. I wouldn't say if there was,
but there is backlash between, you know, how one is treated and the other is treated. It's just all internet stuff. But that's why it's Xing. It's pretty good. I've seen 3 episodes and I like it.
Well, there's only 3 out, so you've seen all the episodes. All right, that's it for us. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, it's your own fault. Come back tomorrow. We'll try again because it's Friday. You know we get weird on Friday. Friday, got to get down on Friday. Y'all have a great rest of your day. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. They got no balls!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.